This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Dealing with disappointments, that's part of life for all of us. There's no exceptions. I guess you've been disappointed. They can be large or small. They can come in all shapes and sizes. And most of them come and go without too much problem. For example, there's a movie that you'd like to watch at the cinema. You realize it's left the cinema. You're too late. But what you can do, of course, is you can go and get it on DVD. It's not all that important. You can see it again. But when we're young, our disappointments can be something as simple as not getting invited to a birthday party. That can be fairly upsetting. But of course, at any age, it can be a big disappointment, can't it? As we grow older, our disappointments actually change in their perspectives. Setbacks, they can't be avoided. It seems to me that there are so many people who struggle with this issue of disappointment, and they allow the disappointment to ruin their life. And they suffer as a result of that. Now, some people I know have had what I call multiple disappointments. It hits them very hard. And so they ask, why has this happened? Well, having a look at the issue of the Christian faith, I think will help us remember that even with God, even disappointments are not final. There are many verses in the Bible that encourage us to keep going, even when we feel like giving up or withdrawing. Believe it or not, dealing with the letdowns of life can open up new ways of finding hope, especially as we invite God into that journey with us. Because we can always rely on God's love and support and guidance, because we have a God who understands. He wants to work through the issues with us. All we have to do is ask. It's a funny thing that having faith in Him enables us to deal more effectively with the shortcomings of life. For example, in the Walt Disney movie, The Sword and the Stone, we meet up with Merlin the magician and King Arthur. And Merlin likes to teach young Arthur some lessons through songs. And one of the songs says, "To and fro, back and forth, that's what makes the world go round." And in a very simple way, what he was trying to say is the ups and downs of life are for everybody. And for each step forward, there'll be one step backwards. I've heard people say that life is like taking two steps forward and five backwards. So setbacks is something that everyone faces. I read somewhere that being challenged in life is inevitable, but being defeated is optional. So you've got a choice of allowing disappointments to defeat you or allowing something positive to come out of them. I heard a little girl who was asked, "What's a string bag?" Now, she thought about it for a minute and said, "Oh, I know, a string bag is a lot of holes joined together with string." And thinking about it, disappointment's a bit like that. A lot of sad things happen joined together with some success, or around the other way, success joined together with a lot of disappointment. You might have had your fair share of disappointments, and maybe it's been a divorce, or moving away from friends, health problems, or perhaps a loss of a job, or maybe you've watched as your dreams have crashed, or someone that you've loved has let you down, and you may have left school early and failed some exams or missed out on a good quality education. There are many things that we could class as disappointments, and of course there are some disappointments that are so huge they never seem to go away. So I think life's like a river. It keeps flowing regardless of the obstacles in the path. Don't stay trapped in that. Acknowledge the trouble, give it space, and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. The Rabbi Harold Kushner has written a 10th book called Overcoming Life's Disappointments, and that's really a good topic. He says in his book, "I've known too many people who could not enjoy the last third of their lives because the first two-thirds didn't turn out the way they'd hoped. They were angry with God." And he says, how does a person get over the bitterness and that sense of being cheated by life? And he says, the answer, I believe, involves a delicate balance of remembering and forgetting. Life is tough, he said. Let's be strong enough not to be broken by it. That's Harold Kushner's book, Overcoming Life's Disappointments. So it reminds me that in our world, life is not predictable. It's not automatic. Sometimes our finest hopes just don't come true, do they? But we know that with God, all things are possible. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Our circumstances can be difficult at times, but we remain your children. You've loved us with an everlasting love, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.